Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. We've been very sports heavy today, and why not? It's a Cowboys victory Monday. Everybody's excited except for Ken and Cedar Hill, but that's okay. That's okay. We've got Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. We've got this 49ers Carolina Panther game, 20-9, 3 minutes and 59 seconds left to go in that contest, and it looks like the 49ers are going to go ahead and win this football game. And I need them to go ahead and take care of business so they can cover this spread, because I did not have a good week of picks. But that is another story that we will get into on tomorrow's show. I don't know where Blake went, but that's okay. That's all right, because we've got myself.
Signed up with Jet.
We've got Khaki Kevin Nelson, and that's really all that matters. All right, so here we go. Look, we all like to lift weights here. And, you know, some folks don't understand that. You know, when you lift weights, it takes a little bit of time to put some size on, okay? You get calluses on your hand, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, you know, real men don't use gloves. Now, some people will use... What's that? Just in general.
Are you just thinking of glove users?
Well, you don't get calluses if you wear gloves.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So I got calluses.
There you go.
What about wrist wraps? How do you feel about those? I use them sometimes. I haven't used them in about a month, but I am a wrist wrap guy in general, but I haven't worn them in a while.
I tape my wrists.
Yeah, same difference.
I tape my wrists, so...
I'm not trying to ever flex my wrist strength. I'd rather flex my workout strength, and if the wrist being stabilized helps it, then...
There you go. I've never really thought about wrist strength, but, you know...
Now, forearm strength, that's another one. That's a different one. You want to have forearm
there
strength.
Go.
What lady?
There you go.
What lady doesn't like forearm strength?
877-881-1053.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
What would you need that for, Blake?
What would you not need forearm strength for?
Yeah.
As a man, I think that's one of the few things that you can incorporate to every workout.
Yeah.
Do some reverse curls. Reverse barbell curls.
Yeah.
Help your forearms out. I don't think any guy would want to have smaller forearms. And that's just
feel like, though, that if you lift anyway, like your forearms are naturally going to get
bigger. But if you isolate them, too.
Yeah.
Like I always just do, like I said, I always do the reverse forearm curls at the end of any workout. Legs, chest, back, doesn't matter.
It's fair.
Build those forearms, boys.
Tell you what, you're big on those forearms.
And trust me, when you're wearing a shirt too.
Yeah.
Boom. Because look, you do a little, it's called the Cobra. You flex.
Yeah.
Every gentleman right now at home, do this right now. This is teach tape.
Yeah.
Flex your arm like you would regular. Rotate your wrist out so it looks like you're like punching the person in front of you, if you will. You're still in a flexing position.
Yeah.
Flex your wrist out, then put your hand and touch the backside of your forearm, like above your elbow, close in between your elbow and your wrist, that little forearm part. And if it's stiff, if it's tough, if it's thick, boys, then you know you're doing forearms correctly. If you touch,
are we still talking about lifting weights?
We are. If you touch, gentlemen, right now, I know you're doing it at home or in the car, and it's fluffy, it's pushy, it's weak. You can feel your bones.
Pushy.
Then you're not doing forearms hard enough. If you do it and you feel a little bit of resistance, gentlemen. You're hitting forearms correctly. That's all I got to say.
There you go. There you have it from...
Got about five pulls from that conversation.
A little bit of teach tape. How's your Cobra looking over there? Huh, Kevin? How's your Cobra looking?
Got Blake Schwarzenegger over here. Okay, real quick, let's get into this. And really, what a perfect setup. And again, all natural here on 105 through the fan. I mean, I am.
How long are we going to stay all natural? We've been talking about doing steroids.
I'm not getting on any steroids.
What? Don't lie to me. We literally talked about doing steroids.
No, we talked about SARMs, not steroids.
Okay, but we can do steroids.
No, I'm not doing steroids.
Let's shoot up.
I like using
There we go. Stop
all
right there.
All the parts of my body, okay? I like using...
Just cut them off right
there. I like all the parts of my body functioning in harmony. Okay.
You're probably hitting forearms and you don't know, 817. They said it's got to be genetics. Mine, hard as a rock. But see, you probably don't even realize, like Fred said, how you're hitting your forearms. It doesn't have to only be isolated. But if you do that, gentlemen, yeah. You do the Cobra and you feel it being weak.
And genetics play into it as well.
If you feel it being weak, gentlemen, then do some reverse forearm curls.
I mean, if you're worried about your forearms and the rest of your bodies, and then you got a whole other slew of issues to get to. All right, he's called Popeye the Failure Man, a bodybuilder who injected petroleum jelly into his biceps to make them freakishly large, giving him the nickname the Russian Popeye, may now lose both arms because of a severe infection. Kiri Tereshin, 29, has been told he may need a double amputation after years of injecting them with synthol, according to reports in his native Russia on Sunday. The freakish-looking gym-goer shared stomach-churning footage of how his bicep had burst, leaving a large hole with rotting tissue underneath. He now needs several skin graft operations to save his arms, but can't undergo surgery until the infection clears. Time is now likely running out for the former Russian soldier's condition to be stabilized. The operations would require a vascular surgeon, a plastic surgeon, and a reconstructive surgeon. Tereshin started injecting synthol into his arms in 2017, making headlines around the world after being compared to Popeye due to his 24-inch oversized biceps and their similarity to the iconic cartoon character. But the synthol injections reportedly caused tissue fibrosis followed by necrosis as his body rejected the chemical.
I've understood about four words Fred has said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought there was more to the story. Okay. He has had previous surgery to remove the damaged areas in 2019, but the infection is now so infected that the wounds cannot heal. Fair foul, wanting to get so big that you injected petroleum jelly, a.k.a. synthol, into your biceps.
Cowboys are in the hunt. Just want to say that. Graphic just popped up. Petroleum jelly. Now, when I think of petroleum jelly, I think of, I think of Vaseline. Is that right? I feel like Vaseline, petroleum jelly go hand in hand.
Exactly what it is.
Let's go! Okay, what was the other word that he's injecting? Synthol?
No, synthol. It's petroleum jelly.
Okay. Yeah. Because then I was about to say gas.
Yeah. Nope. Fair or foul.
What is it? Is it supposed to be better than steroids? Like,
look, we're not questioning whether or not it's better than steroids or not. You're focusing too much on that. You want a picture of this freak show?
He doesn't look normal. He's definitely hitting forearms, hitting biceps too. We need to know his night routine.
Well, because he's injecting them with Vaseline, for God's sakes. First of all, who does that?
If you could inject it with anything, what would you inject yourself with?
Nothing.
Stop being
I'm not injecting myself with anything.
You inject yourself with other stuff, so why are we not doing steroids
no
more?
No, I don't. I don't inject myself with anything.
Happiness.
That's just natural. That's made internally.
I inject good vibes to the show.
You absolutely do. I say foul.
I say fair. He's trying to get... We live a short life, and he's trying...
So the fact that he's
going to live a shorter one.
My man's about to be armless.
But I'll say this. Let me be a contrarian.
Yeah.
He might feel the same armless as he did before without his big arms. So to him, being armless and not having big arms feel the same. So he got a short period of time of getting his goal of having his arms where he wanted them to be. And now he got to live his happiest life. I know a lot of people always go, well, you were at this point before. You should have just not robbed that bank, yada, yada, yada. Who's to say being in jail and being poor doesn't feel the same to that person?
I mean, in fairness, in 2019, they told him you needed to get rid of it because the tissue was starting to get damaged.
And this proves my point even more. Obviously, he felt that I know at some point it's going to go a downward spiral, but the happiness I'm feeling right now succumbs all of the before and the after. I care about the now, and I feel good. So fair to live in his life how he wanted to and not letting people judge him.
I mean, we're all judging him now. Fair or foul, Khaki Kevin?
I'm going to be the normal human here, and I'm going to say that's all foul.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be injecting ourselves with things. The 6'3" does ask an interesting question, though.
Asking for a friend, does it work on other male extremities? And I love the word extremities. What a nice way to put that. Your thoughts.
I mean, look, I don't know that anybody's ever not tried petroleum jelly and other your extremities, okay? I mean, that's kind of an old callback from back in the day before all these newfangled lotions and creams came out.
You get to inject one body part and it becomes bigger. What are you picking? For me, it's easy. I'm picking my chest. If I could inject a needle, I don't care how bad it hurt. If I had a puffy bodybuilder chest, I would do it tomorrow. I'd do it tonight. I'd do it during the show. I'd leave early. I say, Kevin, you're filling in. I got this.
I'm doing my calves.
Iron Man
Hands
serum.
Hands down. I am doing my calves, not thinking twice about it. I've got genetically tiny calves. It sucks. I work them out every day.
That
it doesn't,
would be the one
it doesn't
thing,
matter.
Though, like boom, it's at peak exactly what you want. 877-881-1053. If you could inject one body part to make it bigger, what would it be? You say
I
your calves.
I mean, look, I'm 225 as is. I don't like feeling. I mean, 230 and I just start feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm 225, 230 is my sweet spot. Anything more than that, my body rejects it.
Kevin Walker, you get to make one body part bigger immediately.
Mm. Should we call Abby and ask her?
Ring the bell!
I thought that was an internal setup.
The phone line just starts blowing up. He better say.
I know what he better say.
I'm going to say nothing. I don't want to blow up anything.
Wow. Mr. Goody Two Shoe.
Now if we can.
Hey, ask Jet Nelson real quick. He's married. Ask him what he would inject.
Okay.
Oh, he's on his way.
On the contrary, while Jet's walking in here, what would you say if you had.
You know he'll have an answer.
Jet Nelson's got it.
I said my brain.
You said your brain?
Make it a little bigger, a little smarter.
Hey, I don't know if size
I don't know
of the
that
brain.
I was going to say, I don't know that injecting your brain is necessarily going to make it bigger. And do you really want, I mean, it's already kind of crammed into your head as it is. I mean, do you really want to walk around with a head full of brain?
Yeah, maybe not.
Anyways, keep Jet on. Okay, one thing that you want to make smaller. You have to pick something. One thing that you want to make smaller.
Since we're talking about it.
I think I know, Fred's. It's probably, I don't know if it's your forehead that I would pick for you. Maybe I'd probably go forehead for you. Forehead for you. You can do mine. I'll take the rest.
I'm perfectly happy with the size of my forehead.
What's mine? Thank you very much. What's mine? You got to dish it back out. Come on.
Your nose.
Nose. I saw that one coming. I'm going to punch Fred after the segment. Kevin, you have to
punch me in the forehead. I'll punch you in the nose.
I would go with my thighs. I have
what in the
pretty
what?
Thick thighs. Yeah.
So what?
Kind of annoying.
He found a way to love himself up on both ends. I wouldn't change anything. If I had to make something smaller, my thighs.
I mean, my thighs are so big. I mean, I'd probably make them a little bit smaller if I had to.
Jet?
What about Jet? What would you make smaller?
I agree with the thighs, but I'll go my belly here. Get the
okay.
gut going.
Okay.
Gotta get rid of that.
There we go.
Okay.
A little slim waist.
You sure you don't want to change your mind? You sure you don't want to change your mind?
No.
I've seen a profile shot of you. You sure you don't want to change your mind?
Yeah. I'm fine with what I picked.
All right. Fair enough. All right. We're up against it. I was looking at the imaginary clock in the
corner. I've got the college football ranking recap.
Plus, I
got
to play the Savone Revel. Revel.
We got Revel to get to. We've got college football to get to.
Fatty's on the phone.
We got a little bit of high school football, maybe, and then AI Jerry Jones. What did he have to say about the Philadelphia Eagles? Well, you'll get to hear that audio next on the Fantasy Dart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.